weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Mark O'Doherty, who is Head of Fundraising with Down Syndrome Ireland. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you very much for taking the call to talk to us today. We're going to talk about how Down Syndrome Day, World Down Syndrome Day, went, and then we're going to talk about this, sounds like a fascinating photograph exhibition, as far as I know. But first of all, will you tell us a little bit about the work and what Down Syndrome Ireland is all about?
Yeah, thanks, John. Down Syndrome Ireland, we're a national charity, and we were actually established back in 1971 by a number of parents came together who had children with Down syndrome, and they just were not getting any government support, so they came together to start providing services. So now, today, we have over 3,500 members throughout the country, and we have a network of 26 branches. And I suppose by branch, I mean the vast majority of our branches are run by parents who are on a committee. They're volunteers. They have jobs of their own, so they're very busy lives. Also, you know, having a child with Down syndrome as well, and potentially other siblings as well. So they keep very busy. But as a national charity, we have a national office here in Dublin in Ballymount, and we have a centre of excellence where we sort of have experts in the area of health, speech and language, early development, education, and importantly, employment opportunities for people with Down syndrome as well. So we're dealing with people all over the country, people with Down syndrome, both adults and children and their families.
Yes, it's a fantastic organisation, and I know going back years and years, if somebody had a child with Down syndrome, it was a great fear of the unknown, what you were going into. But that has all changed, Mark, I'd imagine.
It has indeed, and even like whole society's attitude towards people with Down syndrome has changed a lot in terms of equality and, you know, viewing them as people themselves, not just a person with Down syndrome. And that's our whole ethos, is person first. So, for example, we have Ross here, who works in our office as a junior office manager, and we say that, you know, Ross has Down syndrome.
Yeah.
But he isn't Downs, or he isn't Down syndrome. He's not defined by his disability. We see the ability rather than the disability in people.
Yes, it is. It's fantastic. And running on from that, it was World Down Syndrome Day last Saturday. And
it was actually last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday, was it?
Yeah, Wednesday the 21st. It's always on the 21st the 21st of March, because of the extra chromosome 21.
People with Down syndrome have an
extra chromosome 21. So, it was on Wednesday. So there was a lot of celebrations, not just around Ireland, but around the world. There was a lot of activities going on, which was fantastic.
Yeah, well, Phoenix Park, I think, turned purple, and that was on the Saturday.
Yeah.
That was on the Saturday, I think. That's where I'm.
Yeah, it was indeed. We had our third annual purple run last Saturday, and we were, John, absolutely blessed with the weather, because the previous week it had been snowing, and it was just a fantastic day. We had over 1,300 people come out, mainly, you know, families with either young children or older children with Down syndrome. And it was great to see whole generations coming out. We had everything from, you know, babies with Down syndrome in pushchairs right through to their siblings, their parents, their grandparents, aunts and uncles. And everybody really embraced it this year and wore lots of purple. So we really did turn the Phoenix Park purple on Saturday.
Yeah, and I would have been there myself, only it happened to fall on the same day as my wife's birthday. So,
all right. next year,
definitely, yes.
Yeah.
There's also an exhibition running at the moment. This sounds fascinating to me. Now, who am I? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we have a photography exhibition that was launched last Wednesday on World Down Syndrome Day, and it's called Who I Am, and it was devised by adults with Down syndrome, and they're actually part of our National Advisory Council, and they inform our board and make sure that the organization is going in the right direction for people with Down syndrome. So the whole idea behind their photography exhibition was to challenge the perceptions of Down syndrome in society. So there is 12 photographs in total, and each of them actually shows one of the NAC members. They were taken by a professional photographer doing something that they're actually passionate about. For example, there's one of the lads, Dara Murphy, who's our council member from Kildare, and he's photographed wearing his basketball kit. And his reasoning behind it is that he took part in the Special Olympics Leinster basketball team, and he won an All-Ireland silver medal. So he's so passionate about that. So, again, getting back to what I was saying earlier, it's about showing that, you know, the likes of Dara, he's not just a person with Down syndrome. He's a person with lots of different interests and passions.
Yes, and I think that's come to the fore in recent years. And you mentioned the National Advisory Council there. That comprises of people with Down syndrome from around the country.
Yeah, it does indeed. Yeah. They're sort of self-elected. I think they run for, the council runs for 3 years, and they meet on a regular basis and they chair their own meetings. And we have one of our members in the national office who sort of oversees them and sort of like guides them along. And she, in fact, Lisa, she was the person who sort of like project managed the photography project with them. And the photographs were just really a culmination of, it was basically 2 years work on that project. And the end result was the photograph. So they're in Paris Court Townhouse Centre in the centre of Dublin, and the exhibition's going to run until the end of April, and then we're hoping that it'll tour around the country at our different branches. So, like, I'd encourage anybody to go in and see it. Anybody who's seen it has been blown away by it. The photographs are stunning, and the sentiment behind them is just fantastic.
Yeah, I will be definitely getting in to see that myself. And these photographs, they have a strong connection, each of the photographs, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but the connection is that all of the National Advisory Council, they picked the location for each of their individual photographs, and they worked very closely with the photographer in expressing what they wanted to communicate. And each photograph has a caption underneath it where the member of the National Advisory Council explains their, you know, the thinking behind their photograph, which is really nice. It's very much in their own words. The project was very much about them.
Yes, and I know people with a Down syndrome, and they love their music, for instance, and they're fantastic people, aren't they, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we're trying to communicate is what people with Down syndrome can contribute to society, not just through you know, entertainment, but obviously more and more people with Down syndrome are going to mainstream schools. At the moment, there's very few people with Down syndrome in meaningful employment, and that's an area that we're definitely getting more and more involved in. And we have an ability program where we're trying to train people up with Down syndrome and get them connected to employers. So get more and more people with Down syndrome into the workforce, because they have a lot to contribute to the workforce, and in return it gives them a sense of independence, which is very much needed.
Yeah, and I've noticed, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a lot more employers now willing to give people with Down syndrome work experience and take them on.
Totally. I mean, I think it's not just people with Down syndrome, it's general, you know, people with disabilities. There's a whole move towards all-inclusiveness and diversity in the workplace. And like research has shown that the more diverse a workplace is, that it benefits everybody. You know, people, we know, I mentioned Ross earlier, who works in our office here. I mean, we all get so much out of having Ross working here. You know, he really sort of like lifts the whole place. So there's a lot to be, you know, given, not just in schools, but in the workplace, by having somebody with Down syndrome participate.
Yeah, it is. It's all different personalities. And you mentioned the art exhibition might tour.
Yeah, well, it's a photography exhibition. Well, we're hoping that a number of our branches are interested in holding it. So once it finishes in Paris Court at the end of April, it will go to the different branches. So I'd just say to listeners just to keep an eye out on the Down Syndrome Ireland website, downsyndrome.ie, or on our Facebook or Twitter pages, and there'll be more information about where it'll be going. We want as many people as possible to get to see this exhibition, because the message from it is so important, you know, about challenging the perceptions of Down syndrome in Irish society.
Okay, now you're head of fundraising with Down Syndrome
Ireland. Yeah, can I get my fundraising ask in?
Yes.
So I suppose, I'm not being flippant, but just to put it into some perspective for your listeners, as a charity, people, you know, are surprised by the fact that we get less than 15% government funding every year. So it actually means that we have to raise 85% of our funds every year, and our costs are about over 3 million to keep the organisation running and our branches running. So we are very dependent on the goodwill of the general public.
Okay, and if there's somebody listening out there and they want to make a donation, can they go online to a website and donate through that?
Yeah, or? I mean, the website is downsyndrome.ie, and there's a donate button on that, or if people, you know, want to just ring up and make a donation, they can just ring the office here on Dublin 426-6500. But any donation whatsoever, no matter how small, is appreciated, because it goes towards that work and funding projects like what the National Advisory Council have done with the photography project. So it really goes to good use.
And the exhibition, can people go and look at these photographs, and can they donate there?
Yeah, I mean, in Paris Court there is a facility, and they've kindly given us a donation box there that people can make a donation on the spot. But there's also details of our website up with the exhibition, so people can go online if they want to make a donation as well.
Right, Mark. It's a fantastic organisation, as I said, and I would urge people to donate because of the great work that you're doing. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, that's really it. I suppose I'd like to thank any of your listeners who came out and supported the Purple Run on last Saturday. They really helped make it such a fantastic day. And once again, I'd encourage your listeners to, if they get a chance, if they're around Dublin City Centre, pop into Paris Court. It's a beautiful venue, and have a look at the photographs because they are really stunning.
Thank you very much for taking the call, Mark. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate the support.
This is 90.3 Near FM.